It isn't what he, the poet, says that counts as a work of art, says Williams. It's what he makes with such intensity of purpose that it lives with an intrinsic movement of its own to verify its authenticity. I have chosen today tree poems by William Carlos Williams from his Selected Poems, copyright from 1938 to 1962 by Williams, and in 1985 by New Directions Publishing Corporation. The poems are used on The Poet's Weave by permission of New Directions Publishing Corporation. I am Jenny Kander. The Botticellian Trees. The alphabet of the trees is fading in the song of the leaves. The crossing bars of the thin letters that spelled winter and the cold have been illumined with pointed green by the rain and sun. The strict, simple principles of straight branches are being modified by pinched-out ifs of colour, devout conditions, the smiles of love. Until the stripped sentences move as a woman's limbs under cloth, and praise, from secrecy quick with desire, love's ascendancy in summer. In summer the song sings itself, above the muffled words. The Locust Tree in Flower, First Version. Among the leaves, bright green of wrist-thick tree and old stiff broken branch, fern-cool, swaying, loosely strung. Come May again, white blossom clusters hide to spill their sweets almost unnoticed down and quickly fall. The Locust Tree in Flower, Second Version. Among of green, stiff old bright, broken branch, come white sweet May again. The Pink Locust. I'm persistent as the pink locust. Once admitted to the garden, you will not easily get rid of it. Tear it from the ground, if one hair-thin rootlet remain, it will come again. It is flattering to think of myself so. It is also laughable. A modest flower resembling a pink sweet pea, you cannot help but admire it until its habits become known. Are we not most of us like that? It would be too much if the public pried among the minutiae of our private affairs. Not that we have anything to hide, but could they stand it? Of course, the world would be gratified to find out what fools we have made of ourselves. The question is, would they be generous with us, as we have been with others? It is, as I say, a flower incredibly resilient under attack. Neglect it, and it will grow into a tree. I wish I could so think of myself, and of what is to become of me. The poet himself, what does he think of himself facing his world? It will not do to say, as he is inclined to say, not much. The poem would be in that betrayed. He might as well answer, a rose is a rose is a rose, and let it go at that. A rose is a rose, and the poem equals if it be well made. The poet cannot slight himself without slighting his poem, which would be ridiculous. Life offers no greater reward, and so, like this flower, I persist for what there may be in it. I am not, I know, in the galaxy of poets, a rose, but who among the rest will deny me my place? Autumn. A stand of people by an open grave underneath the heavy trees celebrates the cut and fill for the new road, where an old man on his knees reaps a basket full of matted grasses for his goats. This last poem is an extra, not a tree poem. I'm Jenny Kander, and I've been reading Tree Poems by William Carlos Williams on The Poet's Weave.